Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find our complete suite of 10 video guides on foreplay mastery and couples massage, all available as instant downloads and streaming videos so you can immediately access the skills to become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of this podcast, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our videos. On today's episode, we're going to be answering a question submitted by a listener about whether or not he and his wife should try out swinging to save their marriage. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question.
This is from Jacob. Hi, would you please make an episode on swinging? I've been with my wife for 22 years. She is the only person I have had sex with. We are very different people. I thrive on excitement and variety, and she prefers the known and the routine. My motivation for experiencing swinging is to bring novelty to our bedroom, but my wife is reluctant because she's afraid that it will ruin our marriage. Thanks.
All right, Jacob, thank you for writing in, and we will do our best to assist you today. So let's get started by defining swinging.
Swinging is generally thought of as heterosexual couples going and having recreational sex with other couples or individuals. There is most often a community aspect. There are conferences, there are parties.
Right, it's treating sex like a hobby rather than opening up your relationship to having other long-term meaningful relationships with other people. You're going together as a couple to have sex with other people for a good time and then coming home together and staying in your marriage as kind of a closed marriage with recreational sex on the side. So that's the kind of difference between swinging and polyamory. Swinging is recreational sex, polyamory is multiple relationships at once.
And of course, these are general terms. There are going to be differences in different communities and for different people, but this is a general overview.
And of course, there is some overlap in these communities, but when people refer to swinging, which is also called the lifestyle, it usually refers to staying in a long-term marriage while including other people for a good time once in a while. Now, we are not saying that swinging is a positive or a negative thing. It's a really individual choice what you do with your sex life. And we support the idea that there are multiple good options for different people. We are not prescribing anything in this podcast. We just try to have honest conversations so you can make more informed decisions for your own sex life. There are a lot of happy swingers out there. There's millions of swingers, in fact, around the world. Like, this is not a small community. It's a huge one. And a lot of people report that it brings a lot of happiness to their marriage. However, we are not going to recommend swinging for you particularly, Jacob, and here's why. First of all, you can never convince someone to do something sexually that they don't want to do. That is just a recipe for disaster.
It sounds like your wife is not interested because she's worried it could ruin your marriage, and that is a fair concern. There's truth to it. Anytime you try something totally new and wild, it can ruin your relationship if the relationship is not strong and connected, and if you're not going into experimenting together with excitement.
And maybe it's just something she doesn't want to do. Like, we really emphasize the point that we are each an individual sexual being, and your relationship is where those two individuals come together. And it is very possible, if not likely, that in every relationship, there are things that one person is interested in that the other person just doesn't find desirable. And those things then become off the table. Like, if I don't want anything to do with bondage and my partner really does, then we can have a conversation about that and explore it. But ultimately, if I say no, I'm not interested, like, there will be no bondage. Because you can't really convince people of things. Like, that really just sets you up for a disappointing experience and for resentment and for poisoning your relationship. Where you do get to play and where the exciting part is finding that overlap. Like, what are you both into? What are you both desiring? So the fact that in your email you said that you're really interested and she's really not maybe means that swinging is not the solution for you. And you didn't really give us a sense of how your marriage is going on the whole. You said you want to create novelty. We sense that there's maybe a little sexual boredom. You've only experienced sex with this one person. But we're not clear if you're having a very fabulous, healthy marriage or if your marriage is a little bit distant and withdrawn and you're not totally feeling one another right now. So this may or may not apply to you, but we really want to say that swinging is not a solution to fix a marriage. Like, if you are not connected as lovers and not really enjoying one another and not communicating well, adding something like swinging or any other sexual adventure in may just set you up for being more distant from one another. You know, it's really hard to see your husband seduce another woman when you've been feeling ignored for months. Or it's really hard to watch your wife be flirtatious and super sexual if she's been giving you the cold shoulder for years, right? Like, if your relationship isn't strong going in, seeing your partner with other people is going to be probably very painful and hurtful. However, if you have a very strong relationship, a lot of couples report that swinging can be very exciting and you get turned on by seeing your partner with other people. But again, that has, you both have to be invested in that and your relationship has to be super strong to begin with. Otherwise, it's probably not a good idea.
One of the main ways we can feel more secure in our relationship is if we are really paying attention to one another. So if your wife is feeling distant from you or feeling like she's not getting a lot of your attention, as Chris was saying, it's less likely that she's going to want to try new sexual adventures. So one thing you could work on is to really pay her a lot of attention in the way that she wants to be paid attention to. And that is a skill that you have to develop and you have to figure out in your relationship what that looks like and what she desires. But really paying exquisite attention to her needs, her desires, her pleasures, and investing in the relationship deeper can often allow somebody to feel more secure, more paid attention to, more curious or interested in exploring beyond the confines of your relationship because they feel so safe and taken care of. Esther Perel, who is a brilliant sex therapist and author, states, "At the heart of sustaining desire in a committed relationship is the reconciliation of two fundamental human needs. On one hand, our need for security, for safety, for dependability, for reliability, for permanence, all these anchoring, grounding experiences of our lives that we call home. But we also have an equally strong need for adventure, for novelty, for mystery, for risk, for danger, for the unknown, for journey, for travel." This idea of having a long-term relationship while keeping a thrilling sex life going all through the years is a completely new idea and new experiment in human history. The idea of marriage for love and including sex within it is such a new experience for humans, and we're still trying to figure out how to do it. We haven't figured out how to do it.
Nope.
And it's an experiment, so know that we are all in this together, trying to figure out how to balance these desires for passion and for security.
Right, so I think you're kind of projecting here that you're Mr. Novelty and your wife is Mrs. Security, but I think the truth is we all crave a mixture of both, and therein lies the paradox of a long-term relationship. You know, it sounds like you're really invested in your relationship. 22 years is a long time, and you probably want to stay with your wife. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking us this question. But in the meantime, you're craving something new. You want adventure. You want to feel alive. You want to feel that rush of novelty again. So the question becomes, how can you do this together? Not how can you drag your wife along while you do what you want to do, but how can you figure out how to create that experience of novelty together as a couple? Because this is the thing, it's in our brains, this hard wiring for craving novelty. And when we experience the rush of newness, it is all consuming. And there's no way that a long-term relationship can compete with that incredible thrill of something new if you're really comparing them. So my concern here is that if you start swinging and you meet someone new and they really are into you and you're into them, your brain gets high on all of those endorphins and the norepinephrine of the newness and the dopamine bursts that come with that. And you suddenly feel like, oh, this is where I'm happy, not in my long-term relationship. And a lot of people do this. They start having an affair or start having open relationship and the newness consumes them. They leave their relationship. 30 days, a few months later, the newness has worn off and they're like, oh shit, what have I done? I've just ruined my long-term relationship in the seek of novel thrills. And you kind of start swinging from newness to newness in order to find that thrill. And meanwhile, you've sabotaged your relationship. So that's the danger here. And it's a very real one. And if you're really, really secure in your long-term relationship, you can add that thrill of novelty by having sex with other people. But you have to understand that it can be really threatening and scary to do that. And you have to have a very balanced head about it. So we really want to encourage you to start figuring out how to find novelty with your wife rather than outside of your relationship.
As Esther Perel was saying, like, you have to find that balance. And so what is it that you two together can do to create novelty, to create experiences of newness together that you'll both enjoy? Travel is one of these things that studies are finding really does create these sort of chemical feelings in the body of newness. Together, because anytime you're just literally experiencing something that is brand new, the body responds differently. So experimenting with trying to go and do new things together, whether that's learning new skills. A lot of people say that learning dancing together, for instance, because it's a physical skill, it's intimate, you're touching each other, you're trying something new. Even if you feel like you're a terrible dancer, like, these things can be really interesting experiments to see how it feels to do together and to create a different chemical experience in the body.
Yeah, just to be clear, the science of it is that if you and your wife go somewhere new, experience something new together, your brain responds to that newness by creating dopamine. And then because you're in that chemical state of the dopamine high, you look at each other differently and you end up feeling new about one another. Right? So it's not that, like, oh, we go to Paris and then we come home and maybe things are different. It's like while you're in Paris, your body is experiencing the chemical rush of novelty. And therefore, you start feeling different about each other and you take that opportunity to pay more attention to each other, to get to know one another, to feel like you're with someone new again. And you don't have to go as far as Paris to experience this. You can go to the next town over. You can go to a museum you've never been to before, a restaurant you've never been to before. So many of us get really stuck in ruts. And it's actually the patterning and the ruts of our lifestyle that then make us feel kind of bored with our relationship. If you constantly choose to create adventure, even on the smallest scale together, like twice a month, do something you've never done before, it can really make a huge difference in how you feel about each other. And then you become like partners on the adventure of a lifetime. And that's the experience you're going for. Like, we are in this together. We are completely bonded. Let's go explore the amazing world that surrounds us. And then meanwhile, you come to realize that your wife is not the same woman you married 22 years ago. And if you're still treating her like the same sexual being that you've known all along, you're missing out. We are constantly evolving sexual beings. Our desires, our longings, our cravings, our needs are always changing depending on what's going on in our life, what we're finding interesting, where our creativity is drawing us. And so the trick is to constantly commit to getting to know one another right now, in the moment, and figure out what you each are desiring now. How can you best serve each other now? And if you adopt that attitude, like, I am yours for a lifetime, But what do you need right now today to feel a little more pleasure in your body, to feel a little bit more excited and aroused and seduced? Then it can be an ever-changing adventure to be together, and you're never with the same person twice. You know, as the ancient philosopher says, you never step in the same river twice because the water is always moving, and that is so true about us as erotic beings.
As Chris is saying, the key is to find both things that you want to be exploring together out in the world, but then also what is your wife desiring in her body within your relationship now. Sometimes people forget what is on the menu sexually and in terms of pleasure. And so offering her kind of a range of things that you can think of that you would be curious to explore that maybe doesn't sound as intimidating or as wild and out there as swinging, but are things that you can do to be cultivating a new experience together. Because in the bedroom, really small changes can feel like big differences. You know, if that's like, if you haven't explored massage together, does she want a foot massage? Does she want a back massage? Maybe she's interested in spanking, like a gentle, light, loving spanking. You know, exploring some of these, like adding new skills in, learning new skills together that are in the realm of what she's interested in can feel like huge novel experiences. So perhaps there's conversations to have together where you are letting her know that you really want to go deeper with her. You want to have more of a relationship with her. Like, you've been together for so many years. Like, what does this next stage ahead of you look like? What do you guys want to invest in together? And what could that look like?
And this is one of the big reasons we make our video guides. You know, the couples massage, the foreplay ones, the erotic spanking video. Because when you purchase one of these video guides for, you know, less than a cost to go out for a dinner, all of a sudden you have something new to do together and you are exploring a new skill together. And just the vulnerability of that can be incredibly intimate. And by putting on the video together and taking some time to like learn new ways of giving each other pleasure, it becomes this thing you're doing together for each other's benefit, and that can be a really fun adventure, and it's safe, and you feel love for one another, and you feel new ways of communicating starting to open up, and you start experiencing one another anew. You all of a sudden are like, wow, I never knew you could give such a great back massage. Like, I want one of those every week, or oh, I never knew foot massage was so arousing. Like, this is something new I'm learning about myself. Or you watch the spanking video and all of a sudden your wife is getting kind of turned on by it. And this is something you never would have expected her to be aroused by. And so these resources are available to you so you can start learning and having these conversations about one another as erotic beings. And I know it's scary to start those conversations, and especially after a long time together, because there can be a lot of fear and shame about opening up about what you're truly desiring. But we are committed to assisting you on this path and finding ways for you to have those conversations in a way that feels safe to you and that strengthen your relationship overall and that don't take away from your sense of security and yet create this rush of novelty. So that's the balance we are trying to help you strike here, is recommit, go deeper in your relationship while finding the new thrills and the rush of something new together. That is a winning combination. There's this force in the human psychology called hedonistic adaptation, which means that any pleasure that is consistent in your life, you get used to and then seek out new and novel pleasures. So it's kind of like, imagine eating the same flavor of ice cream every single night. Like, the first time you taste it, it'll be delicious. The second time will still be pretty good. But after weeks of having the same exact bowl of ice cream every single night, you'll kind of just come to expect it. And this is what happens in our relationship, is at first everything is new and you're discovering new parts of each other and you're opening up more and more and you're being vulnerable with each other and you're getting to know one another and the sex is new and everything is new and it's amazing. And then after a while, you start to really take one another for granted And after 22 years, for sure, you've gotten used to each other and you're starting to be a little bit adapted, hedonistically adapted to one another, meaning your brain is just not registering your wife's beauty and your wife's amazingness. And she's probably not registering yours in the same way you did in the beginning. And so we need to retrain our brains to acknowledge the beauty and the sexiness and the appeal of our long-term partners. And we do that by creating novelty within our lives and within our relationships.
And that also takes effort. It takes looking at your wife across the room and noticing for yourself what is beautiful or what you are attracted to, and then communicating it, letting her know that she looks beautiful in certain light, or you're noticing whatever it is that you particularly enjoy about her, and letting yourself see her anew. And in those moments, this is how you create newness together. You pay attention. And then you communicate that you're paying attention. And it can be an incredibly beautiful act to really go so deep with another person. We so rarely pay full attention to our lives, and let alone to the person that we've been with for decades. And it's an incredible gift. And to really give that to your partner is just a gorgeous thing in life. The other thing we get to do in being in long-term relationships together is try and create the life that we most want to live, and like support one another in creating the kind of best possible life we can live together. So part of what we're encouraging you to do is to really have conversations about what she wants going forward in life in general.
And in the bedroom.
And in the bedroom. But like, what, yeah, like, are there trips that you've wanted to take that you have been putting off? Is there something she wants to learn in the world? Does she have kind of any dreams or hopes for her life that haven't yet been lived? And is there any way you can support her in activating that? Because that's where life gets really interesting. And we know a lot of people who in their older years actually have time and space and energy to start living incredibly sexual lives.
Yeah, we get these emails all the time like, I'm 65 and retired and having the best sex of my life because sex is my new hobby. And that's awesome. Like, you guys have gone through a lot together. I don't know if you have kids or not, but after 22 years, you've lived a lot of your life together. And so it's like, what is this next phase? And you can take that on as an adventure. And it's so much your attitude towards life that then trickles into your relationship. And so if you're feeling stuck in general, you might be feeling stuck in your bedroom. And the two can really inform each other. And how you live in the world can inform how you are as lovers together. So just take this on as an adventure.
Take her on dates. Tell her she's beautiful.
Lavish her with attention. And see how you can pleasure her body right now, as is.
And you'll see what kind of novelty you can create together. And maybe eventually she'll be interested in swinging, and maybe not.
Yeah, never say never. Like, her attitude towards that could change, and it's much more likely to change if you are understanding and patient with her, and aren't like, I can't believe you don't want to swing with me, you're a prude. Like, if you respond to her with a positive attitude, and it's like, all right, you're not into swinging, what are you into? What are you excited about? How can I serve you? Then your options are much more likely to expand in the future. So we know we probably didn't give you the answer you were hoping for, but we're here to be honest with you, and we're always going to do our best to assist you in having the best possible sex life, and we don't want you to sabotage it by rushing into something and convincing your wife of doing something she doesn't want to do. So the question becomes, what can you do together to create that novelty that we all long for? I guarantee you that deep inside, your wife has a desire you don't know about yet. So make it your mission, be a pleasure detective, and find out what it is. And then let us know. We love when we hear back from people. Let us know how this goes in your life. Keep us posted. Let us know if you have any follow-up questions. And anyone listening to this, if you have any questions about novelty in long-term relationships or any other part of your sex life, please be in touch. We love hearing from you. Let us know your thoughts, and we will get back to you.
Good luck with your conversations and explorations. I love that, pleasure detective. That's a good idea. And make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And if you like what we're doing, please take a moment to leave a rating and a review of the show. That helps more people find this show, and you're doing your part at making the world a sexier place. For another dose of free weekly sex advice, be sure to join our newsletter. Join in over at pleasuremechanics.com. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX at checkout for 20% off any of our video guides over at pleasuremechanics.com. Grab your videos if you want to become a better lover and unlock way more sexual pleasure. We're here to guide you every step of the way. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.